Five, four, three, two, one.
All right, guys, you are tuned in to the Midnight Rider. All right, guys, welcome to the top of the hour once again. It is 10 o'clock, and I'm your host, DJ Chad. And in tonight's opening, I would like to talk about being a kid. Well, not necessarily being a kid like a baby kid, like a kind of kid. No, not like that. The kind of kid I want to talk about is being a high school kid. You know, I went through the high school system in Canada, and to be perfectly honest with you, being a high school kid is tough. And being a high school kid in Korea is even tougher. You gotta go to Hagwon, you gotta study, you got probably about 8 to 9 hours of your day spent in the classroom or at your desk studying. Like, holy cow! When I was a kid growing up, I used to go to school from 8:30 to 3:30, and that was it. And I was lucky if I studied. And I thought that was stressful. But nowadays, these international kids have got so much work on their plate, it doesn't matter if they're Korean or international. And actually, doing a little bit of a check from one side to the other, the Korean students, well, they finished up their midterms, and international students, if you're in high school, it looks like your semester's coming to a close. And one thing that I remember back in the day when my semester came to a close, the prom, baby! Ooh, you got to dance with a girl looking so sweet in a dress, and she came up to you, and then you tried it, and then you didn't, you get denied. But it's all good. So what I'm trying to say is being a high school kid is fun, but at the same time, it's stressful. So for all of you guys, you know, if I could throw a little bit of, Star Wars in here, try to find the Force, the balance, okay? Use the Force, Luke, and your high school life will be pretty cool. All right, let's get ready to kick off the show. I was your host, DJ Chad, or I shouldn't say was, I should say am. And we're going to kick off with a song coming up from DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. This is Parents Just Don't Understand.
No matter time or place, they don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the gallery mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, what's wrong? This shirt costs $20. I said, Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar. The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963. And then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep.
She said, you're only 16, you don't have a rep yet.
Let's put these clothes back, please. She said, no. You go to school to learn, not for a fashion show. I said, this isn't shining. Not. Come on, Mom. I'm not Bowser. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks. She wasn't with it. Everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, no, no way. Forget it. There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, because they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went.
She said, if they were laughing, you don't need them, because they're not good friends.
For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was going to have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, no need to argue, parents just don't understand. Okay, here's the situation. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. Are they mine? Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. I'll just cruise it around the neighborhood. Well,
maybe I should. Yeah, of course I should. Pay attention, here's the thick of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block, and that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, was that for me? I said, yeah. She said, why? I said, come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy. She said, how do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic. I said, come on, Tuts, my name is the Prince. Besides, what a lunatic, you have a Porsche like this. She agreed and we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say. Word. We hit McDonald's, pulled into the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries for Coke. She kicked her shoes off onto the floor. She said, drive fast, speed turns me on. She put her hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash, I took off so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was high, and this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche, and to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer. Almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested, the car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, Mom, Dad, how was your trip? They didn't speak. I said, I want to plead my case. But my father just shoved me in the car by my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time or place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
All right, guys, welcome back. You were listening to DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince with Parents Just Don't Understand. You are tuned into the Midnight Rider. We are at the top of the hour. It is 7 minutes past 10 o'clock. I'm your host, DJ Ched, getting ready to start off the show. And in tonight's opening, I was basically talking about the difficulties of being a teenager. You know, being a teenager is tough. You know, you go through a lot of changes. You go through a lot of confusion. You're trying to develop yourself, trying to find your path. And, you know, it's a pretty chaotic time, to be perfectly honest with you. And, unfortunately, but maybe fortunately, a lot of us do, pretty much all of us have to go through this, and it's a good learning experience. And the reason you might be wondering, why am I talking about teenage life or teenage experiences? Well, is because today in the studio tonight, we have got a crew. I'm serious. I mean, like a whole crew. There's like probably 15 or 20 kids from Pusan Foreign School here tonight in the studio to take part in DJ for a Day. They've heard a little bit about the show. They're interested in radio broadcasting. They've got some talents. They've got some stuff they want to show off. And they just want to talk about being a teenager. So I think it's going to be a really, really good night. And a quick thing that I would like to mention before we get into the show. If you are a listener of the Midnight Rider and you are sending your text messages into Shop Gugong Ogong, please understand that on Saturday and Sunday nights, we unfortunately cannot accept song requests. The music that we will be playing tonight will be requested by our guests here in the studio. So if you really do have a song that you're dying to send through to the radio station now, hit me up through the internet at www.befm.or.kr. Write it on our message board, and when I come into the studio on Monday to check all the messages, it'll still be there. If you send a message at Shop Gugong Ogong after 12 o'clock, it gets basically recycled. It gets deleted. So if you're sending a message and I miss it after midnight, it's gone forever. So go to the website, write me a message on the official message board if you really got a song you want to hear, and I will play it first thing on Monday. All right, so it looks like we have got all the students here. Holy cow, is there a lot of them? Let's get ready to start the segment, and welcome to DJ for a Day. All right, guys, it's time for DJ for a Day. Tonight in the studio, we have got students from BFS or Busan Foreign School. Put your hands together, box students, say yo! All right, wonderful, wonderful. So tonight on DJ for a Day, we have got the students of Busan Foreign School in the house for a whole hour. There's goodness gracious, how many of you are here tonight? How many? Is there like 15, 20? They're counting. All right. So to get things started off, let's do a little bit of introduction. Starting over here with you, can you come up to the microphone and introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Subin Bay. I was born in America. I lived in Frederick, Maryland for most of my life, and I recently moved to Korea.
Wow. How long have you been in Korea for?
It's been about 1 year, but I like visited every summer, so I'm pretty familiar with Korea.
Well, that's great. Well, nice to meet you, and welcome to the show. All right, over here, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Genevieve White, and even though I look like a white person, I was born in Korea, and I lived in Busan for like almost 2/3 of my life.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm more used to Korean culture, and I was attending Korean middle school, and I graduated there, and then I moved to BFS this year.
That's great. So are your parents both Caucasian, or are you mixed?
I'm mixed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. You've got a pretty interesting DNA mix there. Very cool. All right. Over here, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Justin Kang. I was born in Los Angeles, California in the U.S., but like for most of my life, I lived in Seoul, Korea,
mm-hmm.
and then 3 years ago, I moved into Busan.
All right. Well, I don't know if I should say welcome or I'm sorry. From Los Angeles to Seoul to Busan. I'm just kidding. Busan's a great place, and I hope you're enjoying yourself.
Yes.
Nice, man. Okay, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Tara, and I'm from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Canada like half my life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I came to BFS last year.
Okay, well, welcome. Where did you live in Canada?
Vancouver.
Vancouver, cool, cool. I'm also Canadian myself, but I can't brag about the city that I'm from. I'm from Saskatoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not many people know. It's very flat. There's nothing special about Saskatoon. We have one highway. It's called the number one. It just goes forever. Yeah, that's all we got. It's pretty lame. All right, so over here, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Michelle Jang. I was born in America. California, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Korea for most of my life, and I started this school when I had to start school.
Okay.
So when I was six.
All right, so Michelle Jang?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Well, nice to meet you. And over here, the Stars and Stripes, are you American?
No, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? Don't say that. I'm Canadian, and I'm proud to be Canadian. No disrespect to all the Americans in here, but you got to be proud of your country. Where are you from?
So, my name is Diana Liu,
mm-hmm.
and I'm from Russia, so I lived in a town which you really, really want to find in a map,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't matter. Then I studied in China for 1 year,
okay,
and then I moved to Korea.
Very cool. Wow, very global, moved around a lot. Very nice, very nice. Well, by the way, I really do like your jumper with the stripes
Thank
and stars.
You.
That's very cool. All right, over here, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Stephen Lee, and I was born in Lynchburg, Virginia. Then I moved to San Jose, California, and got to Busan, Korea.
Okay, very nice. Nice to meet you, man. And how long have you been in the States for?
I stayed in the States for like 12 years.
Okay.
So most of my life. I'm still getting used to Korea, so it's taking a while.
A little bit of culture shock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how it feels. It hits me pretty much every day, and I've been here for a long time. All right, over here. Can you introduce yourself, man?
Hi, my name is Dan Kim, mm-hmm. and I'm from Korea, but then I moved to Canada 5 years ago, so yeah.
Cool, cool. So you've been in Canada for about 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years.
All right, nice man, nice man. Okay, and last but not least over here, can you introduce yourself?
So my name's Jason. I've been living in Los Angeles pretty much my entire life,
mm-hmm.
but then I moved to Korea 2 years
mm-hmm.
because of family problems, but then it's... I guess all right here.
Yeah, Korea's not too bad. Not too bad. All right. Well, we got a lot of people from LA, a lot of California people in here. It's like some California love. We should roll some Tupac. This is cool. Very cool. All right. Well, to let our listeners know what is going on today, I got a call from a teacher that works at BFS, and is he called Mr. Lipsky? Or do you call him by his first name?
No.
Okay, what do you call your teacher?
Mr. Lipsky.
Mr. Lipsky. Okay, I was trying to be careful because I was going to use his first name and I might get in trouble for that. So I got a call from Mr. Lipsky, and you know, he's a big fan of EFM, and I think he likes Midnight Rider, and he asked if it was okay for you guys to come into the studio. And of course, you know, I love having lots of guests in here. I get lonely, you know, in this room all by myself with these padded walls. And so of course I welcomed you guys in with open arms. And tonight's show basically for for all of our listeners is an introduction show. We're going to get to know the students from BFS. We're going to play music that they want to listen to, and it's just going to be a great time. This is your hour, okay? So this hour is dedicated to you, not to me. I'm just like your driver, okay? You're sitting in the back of the limo. I'm the driver, you know, ready to take you anywhere you want to go. So we're gonna have a good time tonight. And to kick things off, I love playing music. And does anybody here at the table have a request that they would like to listen to? Anybody got a song request? We can pick two. We're going to run two tracks. Yes. Introduce yourself, tell us your name, and tell us your song request.
So my name is Michelle. My song request is Thunder by Boys Like Girls.
All right. So we're going to cue that up. And coming up after Thunder from Boys Like Girls is... Yes?
My name is Tara, and Falling Slowly by Glenn Hansard.
All right. Well, we're going to roll the Glenn Hansard. So we're gonna keep those next two tracks. Enjoy the songs, and we'll be back with our students after this.
Today's a winding road that's taken me to places that I didn't want to go. Whoa, 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 whoa. Today, no blink of an eye, I'm holding on to something and I do not know why. I try to read between the lines.
I try to look in your eyes.
I want a simple explanation.
I'm feeling inside.
Gotta find a way out. Maybe it's a way. That I didn't want to go. Whoa.
Your voice was the soundtrack of my summer. Do you know you're unlike any other? You're all. You'll always be my thunder, and I said, you're
yourself. It's time that you won. Take this sinking boat and point it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You had the choice. You made it
guys. Welcome back. You were just listening to a great track, nice and mellow, really beautiful. That was Falling Slowly by Glenn Hansard, requested from Tara. And before that, we had Thunder from Boys Like Girls, and that was also a request from Michelle. You are tuned into Pusani FM 90.5. I'm your host, DJ Ched, in the studio tonight with a whole class. Well, I don't know if it's a whole class, if it's one class or a mixture of classes, but one man, great man, brought all of these students to me, and it's wonderful to have you in the studio tonight. So put your hands together. Baksu Chok! All right. We got the students from BFS in the studio, which stands for Busan Foreign School. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So we got a bunch of students here. We've already done introductions, but a couple of students have just taken to the mic during the song break. I guess they had the courage and they thought that they could talk on the radio too. So who's new to the table? Pass the microphone over and do a quick introduction there. What's your name, man?
Hello, my name is Cameron Beck. I'm coming from the States, lived there most of my life. Mm-hmm. All over it. My dad was in the Navy and just traveled the entire thing.
Wow. Dude, everywhere. you've got a really, really deep voice. You should think about broadcasting. You're like, hey, what's up? You know?
I've been told that a couple times.
Yeah, you've got that
more
like,
than.
That audible chocolate. Sounds pretty nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. So how are you taking to Korea? Are you enjoying it here?
Well, I'm definitely enjoying it here. I love Korea. I find myself in PC bongs every weekend.
Yeah. You're really, really maturing. That's great. All right.
Thank you.
No problem. That's a great way to waste time. I love the PC room myself. It's awesome. Cool, man. Anything else? How's the culture? How's the food? How's the life?
Well, I've got an iron stomach, and I love spicy food, so Korea's perfect for me.
That's great, man. Awesome. Well, it's great to meet you, and welcome to the studio tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Who else is new? We got one more newbie. All right. Go up to the mic. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Noah. I was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. but when I was two, I moved to Korea, and from that on, I was raised in Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Cool, man. So you were born in Tennessee, mm-hmm. but you left when you were two.
Yep.
Okay, so you've got no twang.
Twang.
Like, I'm from Tennessee! Yeehaw! You got no twang.
Oh, yeah, people, like, tell me, they expect me to have, like, an Eastern accent,
yeah.
but I don't.
Okay. Do you have a horse?
No, I don't.
You don't have cowboy boots or a hat? No, I'm just kidding. Cool, man. All right, well, welcome to all of you guys, of course. And what we're going to do then is we're going to just have a little bit of an open discussion. I thought it would be a good idea since everybody has been introduced. So just think of this as just hanging out and talking at a coffee shop, except we're being broadcasted throughout all of Busan and Gyeongnam and possibly the world. I'm just kidding. No pressure. All right. So first question, I guess, is talking about school life. The theme for today in my opening, which was picked by you guys, is, you know, the difficulty and the stress and troubles that high school kids go through. And, you know, semesters are coming to an end. I believe prom is coming up. So how do you guys feel so far? Is there been anything that's been troubling you? Anything you'd like to get off your chest? Any teachers that have been bugging you or assignments that are driving you crazy? Because this is the place to do it. If you want to release your stress, as long as you, you know, have a nice tongue and don't swear, you know, at all, you guys can talk about anything. So how's school going for you guys?
Very stressful.
Very stressful. Okay, take the mic. Come up a little closer so I can hear you. And why has things been really stressful for you?
Since we're, like, high school students, I guess, we're getting, like, a really big workload, mm-hmm. like, more than in middle school. So, mm-hmm. like, a lot of freshmen also, they're, like, getting used to the new high school life. So, because, okay. like, in middle school, there wasn't a lot of homework, but I guess in high school, teachers expect us to, like, do better, so it's kind of more stressful.
Okay, now, quick question here. You know, you guys are going to Busan, a foreign school, and I've worked on the Midnight Rider for a number of years, and I've met a lot of Korean high school kids, and I'm kind of curious, is Busan foreign school the same as, like, a regular Korean high school? Like, do you have... Yeah, okay. Would you like to answer that question?
I've been to Korean school. I went to Korean elementary school, middle school, and I almost went to high school, but then I didn't. But I know how the life it is in Korean high schools because my friends go there.
Okay.
And then they always say they wish to come to our school too because mm-hmm. even though we have a lot of homework, their life is like really, really stressful. You can't mm-hmm. even imagine how it is because they have to go to school and like they finish school at 9 p.m. and then they have to go to Hagwons. And then if you go to Hagwon, you finish at like 12 or 1 a.m. and then right. you have to do homework and that daily routine like goes around and around and around yeah. and never ends until they graduate. So I think BFS students should like thank to their life.
Because they don't have to go through that. Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, I can't remember the name of it. Maybe one of you guys know, but when you have like that after school studying in the school, there's yaja. A Korean name for what?
Yaja.
Yaja, that's it. And yaja is really, really tough, so none of you guys have got that, right? Okay, now what about some fun stuff? Because I'm always curious about the extracurricular activities that you guys do at your school. Does Busan Foreign School have a lot of that kind of stuff? Do you have any cool programs?
Well, Busan Foreign School, it's a kind of a small school. So if there's clubs, majority of people join. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people get to join a lot of clubs.
Okay, what kind of clubs, for example, do you guys have? Are you involved in any clubs yourself, guys? Well, there's no PC Bong Club. do you guys, just playing with your mind, do you guys have any clubs? Like, are you in the photography club? Do you have a yearbook? Do you guys have, you know, sports teams like football or soccer, baseball? I don't know, like dodgeball? Is there anything?
We have cross-country soccer, basketball, volleyball.
Hmm? What? Speak up. Don't be shy.
Yearbook?
Yeah, okay. I was in the yearbook club. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Okay, anything else?
We have a newspaper club, too.
What kind of club? A newspaper club?
Newspaper.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you do have quite a few clubs that take up your time. Now, do you guys, like, this is just something I just wanted to ask for the Korean students that are listening. Do you guys feel that having these sorts of clubs and activities at school actually makes you sort of enjoy school? Because like you said, Korean kids are really, you know, under the knife, you know, under the gun. They've got a lot of pressure. Do these clubs actually help you sort of enjoy your school life?
So like our BFS, like we have this high school volunteers club, and okay. it was like a really new club to me, but I think like it gives kind of a lot of like new experiences, because like when we go to like a cult drive to like give cult to like old people that live in like a poor region, like we kind of like learn about like how was it that some people are suffering. So like and it's sometimes fun because like you volunteer like with your friends, so
right. Oh, that's great. Okay, very cool. Yeah, it's a lot different than, so your school system is a lot different from your typical Korean high school system. It's more Americanized in some ways, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, just check in. All right, cool, cool. All right, we're going to queue up a track in a couple of minutes, but before we get to that, I wanted to ask you guys some questions about pressure. And if you guys could answer like one apiece, I would really, you know, really appreciate that. And I'm kind of wondering what kind of things about your school life or your high school life nowadays kind of, you know, make you nuts, kind of are very difficult for you.
Well, my personal opinion is that there is a lack of teacher communication, which ends up putting pressure on students because you get builds up of homework in like one day because you know, teachers like putting stuff at like end of the week or something where they have the relaxing weekend to grade stuff, you know, but so then students end up being, I hate to put it like this, but tortured.
Okay. Okay, so that you're working through the whole week to get the project done and then the teacher can sit at home on the weekend and drink his coffee at home and grade your papers and you wish that you had the weekend to work on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good point, man. Real good point. Okay, how about you? Anything that is difficult about school? You guys can be honest or you can, you know, be nice, you know, whatever you like. It's okay. Nothing? You have no comment? She's like, no comment. I don't want my teachers getting mad at me. No comment. Okay. All right, next. How about you?
So I kind of agree to Cameron. And also, we have homework for every single subject. Mm. So if you add on, then there's, like, no end, like, if I finish one subject, I have to do another one and another one. And then if I look at the clock when I'm done, it's like 2 a.m. Yeah.
So it's a lot of pressure, a lot of stacked classes. Okay. All right. Okay. How about you, man?
Because our school life as a high schooler, like I'm a freshman and a lot of the people here are freshmen too. But like our classes and like our school life is going to get harder and harder because like as you go up like grade levels, then like, was it your academic studies and like the things you study or read about, like they all become harder and like you have to like start getting ready for like if you want to go to like a U.S. college, like SATs.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. So I think that's quite like a large pressure for me, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. It's no joke if you want to. SATs are a killer, most definitely. Good answer, man. How about you?
Mine's similar to Justin's, but I like any other high school students. Mm-hmm. It's really stressful that we get tons of homework every night, and like my parents want me to get ready for SAT and ACT, and I don't think I get enough time to study those kind of stuff because of how much homework I get from school. Mm. And I also live very far from the school, so it takes me more time to finish my homework. So it's sometimes less until 1 o'clock, 1 a.m. So those kind of stuff really, like, stresses me out.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, it is a lot of work. You know, the workload now that you guys are starting to learn in a lot of ways is the workload of real life. You know, myself, like, I'm a host and a producer. I work in a university. I have multiple private classes where I do English and whatnot, and it's a busy schedule. But just if I could inspire you in any way, if you could learn how to deal with the pressure and handle it professionally, when you grow up, all of this work will make you money. So it's a good thing, all right? So, you know, you're going to get paid. Like, and right now, just think of it as like training, okay? Like, you're kind of like in your training diapers, okay? You haven't yet reached the toilet. And eventually, you will get there, and you will pee, and you will get paid. And it's a really good feeling. So, guys, if you know, it's tough. But if you can learn how to handle pressure and how to work in a really difficult environment, it's going to better you off. Trust me. All right, next, how about you? What drives you a little crazy at school?
Since I was young, I was really interested in art. Mm-hmm. So I see myself as very talented in drawing. Mm-hmm. But then because we have all seven classes every day, there's a lot of homework.
Okay.
So there's not much time to do what I enjoy, which is drawing. Yeah.
So you wish that you had more time to spend on what you enjoy.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good answer. How about you?
So for me, since we take many classes and those homework piles up, we also have lots of projects that's due by, like, the same date, and which makes us suffer the night before. And the homework the teachers give, especially English, it's really hard. So...
No, be honest.
So we create a Skype group and Facebook group, and we each call each other or post things that we don't know on midnight, like up until 3 in the morning, and help each other do the homework and then get good grades.
That's
together.
Awesome. Wow, man. So Skype and all of these like SMS, like these networking systems are actually helping you study.
Yeah.
That is cool, man. Like, I don't want to say like when I was young sort of a thing, but it's true. When I was young, the only way we could meet is if we went over to someone's house and sat around the table, and most of us would end up talking the whole time and not getting anything done. I don't know if that happens on SMS boards if you just chat about random things, but that is a really cool way to get your work done. Okay. How about you?
Being honest, mm-hmm. the most of our students in our school are ESL, so okay. like English not the first language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard because teachers expect us to do as well as American students.
Mm.
So I feel kind of pressure, yeah.
Yeah, that is true. It's kind of like being thrown in the deep end of a swimming pool, right?
Yeah.
And you can't swim.
So like for me, like I studied in Russia before, and for me in biology, for example, I can't even say it. I can't even read
the
it.
The terms.
Yeah. And then in English, oh my God. Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah, that is a hard thing. You know, for ESL students, you know, maybe your teacher, it would be cool if they cut you a little bit of slack, if they were a little bit nicer, you know, gave you some, you know, some grace. Because I know if you're a foreign student at a North American high school, if you're living in America as a foreigner, the teacher will sometimes be a little bit nicer to you. They won't put as much pressure because they know that English isn't your first language. But at BFS, because I think it's an international school, they're expecting that everybody knows English. But I don't know. I'm not a faculty member, so I can't answer that. Hey, guys, if you're listening, faculty members, be nicer, okay? I'm going to get you. Watch your back. Okay. All right. How about you, man?
I think the thing for me, I don't know if it's anybody else, but just for me,
mm-hmm.
I have a hard time spreading my... Everybody says do your best effort.
Mm.
And whenever I do my best effort, I can't really spread it out equally to our classes.
Mm.
So I... It's like one of my favorite classes I want to do my best in, but then it kind of rebounds on my other classes, and my other classes, I get like lower grades. And then when I try to equally divide my effort, it's still pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's no way out. So I think that's the main reason why I take a long time doing my homework, which... I think the homework, if I really concentrated and gave myself a headache, I might have gotten like a really good grade on some of the mm-hmm. homework I got. But it takes me a long time to put my best effort in things.
Yeah, that is tough. That's kind of like, I don't know if that's a high school thing or if that's a Korea thing, because Korea sort of has like the Da Vinci complex. Like they think that everybody has to be like Leonardo da Vinci. You know, you should be good at math, science, art, you know, music. You should be an inventor. You should be like this multitasking, almost like superhuman. And to be honest, nobody is, you know. So in that case, you know, the classes that you struggle at, try to do them as best as you can. And the ones that you are good at, know that that could be a possible career opportunity, you know. Yeah, like, right. It's tough, though, because you want to get perfect grades in school. You want to have that high GPA. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a real brain buster.
And then, like, my parents,
mm-hmm.
my parents, they're pretty supporting in what I want to be when I grow up. But no matter what I want to be, they always tell me that I need to go to Harvard for some reason. No, like, one time I told my dad to make him happy that I wanted to be a doctor just to see what happened. And he said, Harvard is the best place to be a doctor. And then I changed my mind. I said I wanted to be a filmmaker.
Right.
And he said, no matter filming, go to Harvard. Harvard has the best stuff ever.
You should connect your dad to the internet so he realizes Harvard isn't the best place for everything.
And then a college called USC
mm-hmm.
came to our school, and they're really famous for filming. And when I showed my dad, I think that I want to go to this place, he said, maybe they're good at filming, but there's other subjects like literature and math, mm-hmm. and it always kind of circles around math. I don't know why. Maybe I'm Asian. I don't know.
Oh, that's just
but
bad.
No, it's no. Just always back to Harvard. I don't know why.
That's just your dad. Because your dad probably really wanted to go to Harvard. He's trying to live vicariously through your eyes, you know, kind of a thing. A lot of parents do that. That's why they put so much pressure on you. All right, how about over here, man? What bothers you about school?
Well, since I'm new to the school, so like compared to my old school from Canada,
mm-hmm.
like, they only have 4 classes, but this school that I'm going right now has 7 classes,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, it really stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I'm grade 10, so I have to like get prepared with SATs,
right.
And yeah, I have to get used to the school, SAT, and like homework for every classes.
Mm-hmm.
I always go to like bed at like 2,
man.
And then my previous school, I always went to bed before 11, so...
Right.
It really stresses me out.
A lot of responsibility. Yeah, they're teaching you guys young how to prepare for the real world. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but it's a lot of pressure, no doubt. Okay, last one. How about you, bro?
So what bothers me the most about high school is my parents, because my mom, she's a writer. My aunt, she's a nurse. My other aunt, she's a chemist. And my other aunt, she's a teacher. So they all tutor me every single Sunday night. They pretty much eliminate any possibility of me going outside unless I can sneak outside. And then they also have that time of the month when it comes around and it just, like, the work doubles. And then I can't understand why they go through that, because...
Yeah, that's just the way that most women are.
And men...
Sarcasm.
All the girls in here, like, their mouth dropped. They're like, I can't believe he said that.
You can't. It's that's true. Life. You can't change science. All right, keep talking, man. Keep talking.
Okay, so, and when we ever eat dinner together when it's that time of the month, they always end up fighting.
Yeah.
Like, we eat food. They always compare each other's food-making skills. Like, oh, this is better. Mm. No, this is better. And I'm pretty much the oldest male in my family since most of them, like, run out of the house when that happens. So I'm left with fighting parents, but then they never get too serious. They just yell at each other, and then they try to make up, but they're still angry at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I talk to them about my school, like, oh, I got a good grade on this test, they always bring it back to how I should study harder, or else I'll end up working at McDonald's. Or a garbage man. And then they want me to be someone huge so that they can just, like, lean on me when I become older and they don't have, like, no money left. So they always, like, every day they make me promise them, like, when you grow up, you're going to buy me a house, right? When you grow up, you're going to give me allowance, $10,000 a week, right? Right? You can manage that much, but I'm never too sure.
Yeah, I know how it feels too, you know, like when you're growing up like that and you have that pressure from your parents. I think the reason why, like I said, that's also a vicarious thing. They want to live vicariously through you. But when you do get older and grow up and realize some of the pressures of the real world, you'll understand a little bit of your parents' perspective. You're not going to get it now, but you will in about 5 or 7 years. But one thing too, like, to your parents, they should try to step back in time and understand your perspective. And if they did that, maybe they would chill out a little bit. Because parents need to be authoritative figures. They need to tell you to do your job. They need to push you and motivate you. But there's a limit, you know, especially when it's that time of the month. I feel for you, brother. I feel for you. All right, cool. Well, take a look at the clock here. We've been talking a lot, and I think this is great. I love it. I'm really, really happy to talk with you guys. But we've got one of two options, okay? So this is, I want to break it down to you. We can play one song. And we can come back and we can, you know, show a little bit of your talents and, you know, wrap things up with another song. Or we can skip the song break, play one in the end, and just kind of keep going till the end. Because we've got about 15 minutes left. So do you guys want to take a song break and come back and show me some of your talents? We can only play one song, so I'm gonna run your track if that's cool. And then someone else's track we can play at the end. Or do you just want to keep talking? What are you feeling? What's the vibe? You want to play a song? Yeah? Who wants to talk? Raise your hand. Who wants to play a song? Nobody. Wow. You guys, wow, you have totally taken the music out of radio. I like it. All right, that's cool. I'm cool with that. Okay, we can do that. All right, so since we are at 46, we've got about 10 more minutes before we get ready to finish the show. And I wanted to talk a little bit about talents, you know, because everybody, it don't matter who you are, how old you are, where you're from in this world, everybody's got a talent, one thing that they're better at than anybody else. And I don't know if it's science or genetics or just how hard you've worked at something, but everybody is good at one thing. And I would like to see what you guys are good at. So does anybody want to show me their talents? Does anyone have any talents? I got this one. Let's play the finger game. I know a lot of people back in school say this, and I'll say, who's got the best talent? And you point to somebody. And the person that gets the most points at them can show us what their talent is. Okay, so on the count of three, who has got the best talent? 1, 2, 3. Okay, it looks like everybody's pointing at you, bro. Take the mic. Don't be, give him a round.
Steven.
Okay, Steven, what's your talent?
I do not know. I don't know. I'm very talented. They have to choose one.
Okay, wow. That's dude, I don't feel so bad about saying that I was the only one in Busan that has this job. Okay, so what is some of his talents? What do you think he does? Anyone take a mic and tell me something. Yes, okay.
He has a pretty good voice for rapping, I think.
He's got a good voice for rapping, okay. Who says that he's really good at rapping? Put your hands up. Okay, okay. So does this guy, does he rap in class? Does he rap in the hallway? Does he rap in the shower? Like, where does he do his rapping?
He only raps in the Norebang.
He raps in the Norebang, okay. All right, what's his song?
Not Afraid by Eminem.
No.
Not Afraid?
No.
Yeah. Really? You're good at Not Afraid by Eminem?
I'm not that good at Not Afraid.
You're not that good? Well, which one are you good at?
I don't know. Whenever I'm in Norebang, it's easier because you're with your friends, and if you mess up, it's easy.
Well, but you are with your friends, and if you mess up, it's okay. There's only like half of Busan listening. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but also there's lyrics that come down the lines, and when it highlights, that means you've got to say it. So. Okay.
Well, yeah, we don't really have that Norebang machine, unfortunately, and I can't write that fast. Well, listen, can you do like freestyle something? Like, can you just make something up?
No, I'd rather do Not Afraid than freestyle.
Okay, all right. Well, let me get a little bit. I'm just gonna drop a little bit of reverb for you. I'm gonna get this nice, and just say check check.
Check check.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, you can't hear it right now, but I can. Let me hear a little bit of what you got. Just put your hands together for him. Give it up. Woo-hoo! All right. So someone passed you over some lyrics. This is smart technology. You gotta love it. All right. So let me hear it, man.
Wait, we need a photo.
I'm not afraid to take a chance. Everybody, come take my hand. And walk together through the storm. Yeah, forever, cold and warm. Na 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 na, I know the words, but I'll keep the beat so you can drop
them. You can try to
verse.
Read my lyrics off of this paper before Lamb.
Yeah.
But you won't take the thing at this word before Sam.
Yeah.
Cause there's a way I'ma let you stop me from causing ma'am. I wanna say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I do this for me. So the world be the beans, it's gassed up. If these are stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all's the look down on me, I'm tearing down the balcony.
Take a chance. Man's got skills, so clap your hands. Good job, bro. That was tight. Yo.
The only reason I like this song was because I heard of Eminem's story, so.
Oh, it's dope. Yeah. The lyrics are very inspirational. That's a sick track. And Eminem is usually the kind of guy that raps a lot about, like, real vulgar and like, weird, disgusting stuff, like killing his girlfriend and guns and drugs and stuff. And to hear an inspirational song come out, you know it's from the heart, so you gotta respect it. That's dope. All right, good job, man. You got skill. All right, so who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who has a talent? We'll play the finger-pointing game. One, two, three. Y'all pointing. Okay. I remember before we started the show, three girls said they had four girls. My bad. Four girls said that they had like a skill that they wanted to show. So I would like to hear about it. And can you explain it? What exactly is your skill?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it like a cappella?
Yeah, it's kind of like a
cappella. Like a cappella?
Okay. It would be considered a cappella.
Okay, you got some a cappella. Okay, so it's kind of like a funny a cappella, right?
Yeah. Each person is going to say a Korean food name, and then it's going to make this weird sound, yeah.
Okay, let me see. Let me hear it. Drop it. Because I heard that you guys are real good at it, so.
Bop, 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 bop.
Keep going. Check it out. I'm at the Pojang Matcha, sitting by myself, and I don't know what to do, and I don't got good health. I want to eat me some bibimbap, but it's a little bit crazy, so I'm going to rock on to the top. I'm going to get some jamfong, and I do what I be doing while I'm spitting my flow off the top. Give me a little bit of chow mein. Wait, that's Chinese. Cat confrain. Y'all refrain while I be spitting a rap. You got to keep this bop-bop flow in the track, because I be killing every day when I be rocking the fact about how much I don't want to get fat. But this food is killing me, making me large. Call me a sumo, the land in charge. I'm going to stop my feet like a big red bull, and I'll run over you like a little red toad. Yo. Yo, that was crazy. Good job. You know, I have absolutely no idea what that means. It sounds catchy, though, and you should call Psy. He might put that in his next track. Well, maybe that Psy, or the real Psy. That was cool, man. Very, very cool. All right, taking a look at the clock here. We're running out of time. We've got a couple of minutes left before we finish the show. And to all of you kids from BFS, I got to say, like, normally when I do these segments with students, we play a lot of music because most people really don't know what to say. And today, you guys were really, really cool. I love the fact that you had so much to put forth. You had so many good stories and everything. And I want to say thank you. You know, it was really great having the show. So thank you very much. And before we go, does anybody have any last words that they want to say? You know, maybe about the show, about their life. You want to do a shout out? Maybe you got some girlfriends or boyfriends out there. I hear prom's coming. Mm-hmm. Maybe some prom date requests. Anybody want to propose? All right, so I guess before we wrap up, I'll go around the line again, and I'll give you a chance. And if you have nothing to say, you can say no comment. And if you want to say something in close, the mic is yours. What would you like to say?
I would just like to thank everyone for listening. You know, it was actually a lot of fun to be here, and I'm glad to share this experience with all my classmates.
All right, yay. Oh, very nice, very nice. All right, very good. Next, very good, very good. Next.
Okay, can I say something in Korean?
You can speak any language as long as you don't swear.
테이라 사랑해 결혼하자.
I even understood what that meant. Damn. All right, very good. I'm speechless. All right, next, pass it over. Yeah, would you? Yeah, pass. No comment. No comment.
I love BFF.
You love BFF. Oh,
we'll give a round of applause. My ninth grade class people.
Very sweet. You got really cool classmates. All right, next.
I have something to say to BFS teachers.
Okay. Whoa! What would you like to say?
Just teachers, please, at least one day, can we have no homework?
Yeah! All right, very good, very good. Next.
I really don't know what to say.
Say something in Russian, like do a little sign off. Like, it was great to be here. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm speaking a language you don't understand.
Oh, can I do this like shout out in Russian?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Настя, я люблю тебя.
Very nice. All right, next.
Let's see. If anybody wants to go stag prom, it's me, this elephant, and Jason.
Very sweet.
Stag,
all right.
It means like a gender group, you know.
To go.
When you're alone, this is what happens.
Can I join you?
Sound cool when you're going alone.
Yeah.
To go stag means you're a guy going by yourself, or you hang out with other guys, and no homo on that. You're just buddies. It's cool. All right. Awesome. Next. No. No comment. Any? How about you, man?
Chris Moon. I'm sending this to you, and happy birthday.
Very nice. Aww. All right, dope.
So sweet.
Very sweet. Okay, well, the last thing that I would like to do, if it is possible, I want to get Mr. Lipsky over to the mic to say one last close for his class. Come over here, take my mic. It's got better sound quality. And, you know, I got to say straight up, like, to you guys, you know, I don't know you that well, but your teacher has always got your back. He always wants to give you the best experiences and take you to places that you've never gone, especially when he contacts me with this radio stuff. So you got a great teacher, and you should be real happy you have him. All right, what do you like to say, sir?
Well, thank you very much, DJ Chad. We come in every year. Every year it gets better. I'm so proud of these guys. This was the best one yet. And again, thank you. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you, EFM. This is an awesome opportunity.
All right. Put your hands together for your teacher. Very nice. Very, very nice. All right. All right, now in closing, what I'd like to do is to cue up a track, and you know, we've been playing a lot. We've been playing English music, we've been playing Korean music, but we haven't heard any like international music. And there's one girl in a jumper that I think is really nice, Stars and Stripes, and she's got a song. So I was wondering if you could introduce the song.
So I'm gonna play the song called "Producer" by Degrees, and it sounds in Russian, it sounds like "Режиссер". And like the band who's playing it is called Gradusy.
All right, well, enjoy that. I'm totally not even going to attempt to say it, because my face will get all twisted up and it'll be very embarrassing and very spitty. So here's the song coming up, of course. Thank you so much for your request. And to all of you guys, you were amazing. I really loved tonight. It was wonderful having you in. You know, next year, I don't know if you guys will still be here, but if some of you are that want to come back, you're more than welcome to come back. And if any of you are seniors graduating, you know, good luck in the future, and I wish you all the best. To our listeners, of course, stay tuned, because we've got more Midnight Rider coming up after 11 o'clock. So do not go anywhere. And to the amazing students from BFS, thank you very much, and box you just have. Alright, see you later, enjoy the track.
получится, чья в этом фильме главный актер. Я сценарист, в нем я режиссер. Враг мой, бойся меня, друг мой, не отрекайся от меня. Нелюбимая, прости меня, любимая, люби меня. Враг мой, бойся меня, друг мой, не отрекайся от меня. Нелюбимая, прости меня, любимая, люби меня. Ла, 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 ла. На минуту замечтаюсь, не летаю, но пытаюсь, упаду и поднимаюсь, все в порядке, оклемаюсь, не дождетесь, не заплачу. Если что, любой получит сдачи. Я в этом фильме главный актер. Я сценарист, в нем я режиссер. Враг мой, бойся меня, друг мой, не отрекайся от меня. Нелюбимая, прости меня, любимая, люби меня. Враг мой, бойся меня, друг мой, не отрекайся от меня. Нелюбимая, прости меня.
This is the Midnight Rider, Chad Curtin. Are you ready to get crazy with the Midnight Rider? Suri Jinda!
DJ Chad, what's up everybody, welcoming you to 11 o'clock, with a free, getting down, alright let's do this, from the one, to the two, to the three, off the tops where I spit, ride a freestyle, coming back real quick, I do what I do, every day spit legit, and I'm coming back off the top like I'm having a fit, while I be kicking up a stink, doing what I'm doing, gonna make you all think, off the top with a free, yeah that's me, cause I'm DJ Chad, I don't do TV, but I chill out, and have fun with my words, I'm coming back, combining those syllables with words, to make them rhyme every single time, I'm coming off of the top, and I stop on a dime, yeah, I'm here to have a good time, so what I do every day with freestyle on my mind, as I kick back, relax, bomb with a fat track, I'm coming back, y'all, knick-knack, paddywhack, I'm just playing on a track, that's me, I'm DJ Chad, I'm coming back with this free, so you see, coming back every day, living these rhymes clearly, as I be doing it daily, with the 411, or the 911, or the 119, I'm coming back, right, with a line for fun, I do what I do, and that's the way I run, so let's just vibe, with the track, coming like that, y'all, I'm not Snoop, or rat-a-tat-tat, don't call me no line, cause I'm not up there, and I ain't doing nothing when that endo up in the air, I'm just coming through clear, with this free, to do what I do, so just witness me, I'm coming back off the top, do you want kiss me, well if you do, that's okay, if you my baby, but I be off the top, yo, one more time, yeah, 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 this is how I like to rhyme, with a line, line after line, every time, coming back, y'all, cause I be popping it, right, like those bottles of Chris, cause I be coming through quick, off the top, y'all, you listen to this, but you can't handle this, cause I be doing this quick, yes, off the top, y'all, so grab a witness, so I just welcome you to the hour, 11 o'clock, while I'm bombing with the power, freestyle, yo, hour after hour, y'all, I'm like an old man in my trousers, I'm just chilling back, call me the farmer, from Saskatchewan, y'all, I'm not an informer, and I ain't afraid to say that I'm a fauna, off the top, y'all, coming back, y'all want a piece of this, like a piece of the pie, I'm coming back every day with that look in my eye, I do what I do, y'all, freestyle till I die, yeah, 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 and I ain't never gonna cry, if I lose, I pick myself up and dust myself off, I'm coming back, y'all, kick another track raw, I'm off the top, y'all, get out your bra, I'm just kidding, I'm playing that off, wanna welcome you one more time to 11 o'clock while I bust my rhyme, cause this is DJ Chad and I'm just killing time, yeah, yeah, cause I'm just killing time. What's up everybody, welcome to 11 o'clock, DJ Chad in the studio, doing what I like to do, freestyle, yeah.
attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy yams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girls, she's from around the way. Like sunshine. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. It's sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk with your rayon silk or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break cards and manipulate minds or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Coat flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. Bobby Brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you say meet me halfway. Cause brother's been popping that yang all day. Around the way you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Wear your gold in the summer with your Viking shorts while you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl's crew while a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss is shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining, so we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way.
Can't beat the beat. Hi, this is Happy Isaac. You're listening to 90.5 EFM, The Midnight Rider. And who's the star? DJ Chad.
It's gonna be another day. Hello, Busan. This is Irene Curtin. And for those who don't know me, I'm Chad's mom. And you are tuned in to The Midnight Rider. Here on EFM 90.5.
Yeah. All right, guys, welcome back to The Midnight Rider. This is DJ Chad, your host. We are sitting at 8 minutes past 11 o'clock, getting ready to start off the top of the second hour, and I just wanted to let you know that it's going to be a good one. I promise you. We've got a lot of great corners. One corner specifically that I know you guys are really, really going to enjoy. So we're going to, you know, explain a little bit about that. And of course, before we get into all of the explaining, I just wanted to give you some. How can I say? I just want to give you some. places to go if you are looking to contact the Midnight Rider, if you want to check out our show, and if you'd like to stay in contact with us on all the news and what's happening with the Midnight Rider. First and foremost, if you want to check out the Midnight Rider, you can do so at our official website. Our website address is www.befm.or.kr, and you can click on the Midnight Rider. We are located in the bottom right hand of the page. I'm the foreigner wearing the long red shirt. Click on me, go to our website, and there's a list of a lot of options, actually, for things that you can do with the Midnight Rider. You can check out our photos. You can write us a message on our message board. You can check out our Listen Again or our Tashi Dutki service. And, you know, any news associated with the Midnight Rider goes up on the site, and it's always there for you to check out at your leisure. And specifically, I wanted to talk about the Tashi Dutki service. The Tashi Dutki service is something that we offer to you guys in case you've missed a show. And if you've missed a show and would like to check it out again, you can go to our Tashi Dutki service. But you might be asking yourself, well, maybe I don't have time to go to my computer. Is there any other way that I can listen to the Midnight Rider instead of the Tashi Dutki on the website? Well, just to let you know, there is another way. The other way that you can listen to the show is if you go to your app store in your cellular phone. So if you have a telephone, a smartphone specifically, there's apps stores where you can download various applications and things on your smartphone. And if you go to the app store and do a search on BEFM or Busan English FM, go there and we will have an app at the app store that you can download, and it is 100% free. It's totally free to download. And the really great thing about this app, besides the fact that it's a free download, is you can access pretty much all of the same things that you would access through our website. So if you are on the go and you don't have a chance to get to your computer, but you would like to listen to an episode of Midnight Rider that maybe you missed on Wednesday or Thursday, well, you can go through our AOD option in the application, and you can listen to shows that were aired during the week that maybe you have missed. So we don't call it Tashi Dutki in our application, we call it AOD. So just click on the AOD and you can listen to any show that you have missed, or you know, something that you might want to listen to again. Maybe you didn't understand something 100% and would like to, you know, have the chance to check it out again. Well, you can do so at our application. As well, at our application, we have got a free message service where you can write a message through the application and it goes directly to our website. So when I'm on live radio and you know, hosting the show, rather than sending a text message through at Shop Gugong Ogong, some people don't like to send text messages to Shop Gugong Ogong because the messages cost 100 won to send. They're 10 cents a message. Actually, it's a good idea to send a message because the money that we get is donated to, you know, various charities throughout the Busan community, but maybe you just don't want to spend 10 cents on a message. So if that's the case, then you really should download the application because it is free, and if you send a message through the application, it goes directly to our website at our apps message option, where I can check it during the show, and the app's messages are also 100% free. So totally recommend doing that if you would like to send messages through to us and you don't want to pay any money. Of course, you know, people want to save money. So check out the app, most definitely. And like I said before, go to your app store, do a gumsek on BEFM, or in Korean, Busan Yongabangsong. The application is a giant blue E with radio waves coming off of the top right-hand side of it. And I believe there are only two BEFM applications, and one of them does not have a blue E. So click on the blue E icon, download it, and keep Busan Yongabangsong and all of our fine programming in your pocket no matter where you are on the planet. Because as long as you have a Wi-Fi signal or a 3 or 4G signal on your telephone, you can contact and, you know, get in touch and stay with us on Busan Yongabangsong. All right, so that is the app, and that is another way to contact us. Another way, third, Twitter. If you're a Twitter tweeter, I think that's what they call them now. If you're a Twitter tweeter, you can go to Twitter and do a search at Golbengi Midnight Rider FM. So the Twitter address is Golbengi Midnight Rider FM. We will have we have a Twitter site that's kept actually by me. My high-end phone here, my cellular phone, is always logged into Twitter. So if you send me a tweet, I will get back to you. I sometimes post pictures of what I'm doing and, you know, just talk about just random stuff like, you know, most Twitter people do. So if you want to follow me on the Midnight Rider, if you have a question or something that you would like to ask me, you can send it through on Twitter. As well, Facebook. We've got a Facebook page at Midnight Rider Guship Jum O. So if you go to the Facebook search engine and do a search on Midnight Rider Guship Jum O, you can find our Facebook page. You can add us as a Facebook friend and also post messages on the board and check out anything that are happening with Midnight Rider specifically. There are also Facebook pages for other shows like Musicland, Inside Out Busan, Cine Concerto, Morning Wave. All of them have Facebook pages. And if you would like to follow the Midnight Rider, you can do so via our Facebook. Now, do we have anything else? Last but not least, we have got a Naver Cafe. So if you go to naver.com and search Midnight Rider in English, you can check out our Naver profile. We've got a Naver Cafe profile with lots of information. I think we're up to about 100 or so followers, and you can communicate with other people who like to listen to the Midnight Rider. You can post blogs and listen to other people's writing, and it's just kind of like a community of Midnight Rider listeners. So if you'd like to be in touch with the community of Midnight Rider listeners, totally recommend our Naver Cafe. So those are some ways to listen. So we've got our official website, we have got our application, we've got Twitter, we've got Facebook, and we have got our Naver Cafe. So lots of great ways to stay in touch with the Midnight Rider if you like listening to our radio show. All right, well, before we get ready to cue up the next track, I would also like to explain what's coming up next. The next segment that we are going to be getting into is called Listen to a Lot of Music and Learn a Little English. This is a segment where we play lots of music and we cover expressions in each song. So I usually play a song, and before we play the song, I play an expression. You listen to the expression, then I go back and play the song again, and then after the song is played, I will teach you the expression and, you know, the English associated with it, where you can use it or how useful the expression is. Also talking about the song meanings, because, you know, many people listen to songs and don't understand 100% what they're listening to, so I like to give you a chance to understand the music that you listen to. And of course, the weeks, every week that we have this segment, I pick a genre or maybe a word or an artist. So there's some kind of theme behind each edition so that it's not just random music. All right. So if you're into great music and you want to learn English, that is definitely the way to do it. All right, guys, let's cue up another track here. Being a big fan of Owl City, we got some Owl City for you. This is Fireflies.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. Everywhere you'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they try to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth
지금까지 스마트폰 안 쓰는 친구들과는 메신저 못하셨죠?
그래서 만들었습니다. 스마트폰이든 스마트폰이 아니든 세상 모든 폰과 통하는 메신저 조인티 탄생.
지금 티스토어에서 다운받으세요.
조인티 하면서 피처폰 친구와도 메신저 한다. LTE도 SK텔레콤.
헬로 부산 and 키영남, this is Phil Leverty,
Alan McKenzie,
Michael Foster,
CJ Snare of the band
Firehouse,
and you're tuned into the Midnight Rider only on EFM 90.5. Keep those dials locked and don't go anywhere. Rock on!
감사합니다.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Black Illumin.
This is Roxy June.
And you're now tuned in to Busan EFM 90.5 with DJ Chad.
The Midnight Rider. Ride.
All right, guys, welcome to Listen to a Lot of Music and Learn a Little English. All right, guys, tonight on Listen to a Lot of Music and Learn a Little English, I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to take a step way, way, way back, and we're going back to the oldies. Now, if you like the oldies, you are definitely going to like the night that we've got lined up for you. I dug through the crates. I went back and looked for old music to play, and I got some classics that I want to play. I got some Eagles. I got some Twisted Sister. I got some Van Halen. I got some Chuck Berry. I got some John Lennon. I got some music that goes way, way, way back. And just for you, we're going to be playing this tonight. Now, if this is your first time to tune into this corner, Listen to a Lot of Music and Learn a Little English is about listening and learning. Okay, so I've got all the music queued up, but I also have audio clips. Now, I'm going to take an audio clip, and I'm going to play it for you. You're going to listen to that expression, and then I'm going to play it again to let you listen again, and then we're going to cue up the song. You take a listen to the song, listen for that expression one more time, and then I come back and I teach you a little English. I teach you the meaning behind the song. I teach you the meaning of the audio clip, and it's a really fun corner because I'm not lecturing, but I'm giving you a little bit of a heads up, a little bit of information on the clip that you listen to. And I know a lot of people enjoy listening to music, especially English music, and I feel that a lot of people, especially Koreans, don't understand the lyrics that well. They don't understand the meaning of the song. They like the beat, but they just don't know exactly what it's all about. And that's why we have brought you listen to a lot of music and learn a little English. It's for you guys that love music and love English music, but just want to get a little bit more into it. Okay, you want to hear a little bit more of what the meaning is about, a little bit more of the feeling. So if you understand that, then you can definitely get what I'm trying to say, right? Okay, so that is listen to a lot of music and learn a little English. Tonight, I told you, and I'm just going to do a quick review, we're going to be listening to music of the past. I'm digging into the oldies box, okay? We're going to be listening to some oldies music here. We have got some Eagles, we got some Twisted Sister, we got some Van Halen, and we got some Chuck Berry for you all. So it's a lot of good music, a lot of great music, and definitely do not go anywhere. Because coming up next, we are going to start, okay? So we're going to start off with the Eagles first. I've prepared a clip for you guys. So take a listen to the clip that I've got here, okay? And listen really carefully, and then we're going to move on with the show, all right? Take a listen. All right, so that's the audio clip that I'm going to explain. If you didn't get it, don't worry. I'll play it again. All right, take a listen. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. All right, so coming up next, we're going to be enjoying some Eagles. This is Hotel California, and I'll be back to teach a little English.
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
Alright guys, welcome back to listen to a lot of music and learn a little English. We were just listening to Hotel California, great song by the Eagles, and I'll play the audio clip and try to teach you a little bit of English. Alright, let's take a listen. Okay, great song. Now, the concept of Hotel California, if you've never really understood the song, from what I get out of it and from what I've read about it, it's a song about a guy who goes to, you know, he goes, I guess, say on vacation to a special hotel. Or you could use it as a metaphor for an escape, you know, to try to escape from the trials and problems of everyday life. And so he goes to this hotel and has an amazing time. It's almost like a fantasy, you know, living in a fantasy world. But, like all good things or all fantasies, they must come to an end. And in the end of the song, he's talking about having to leave. So, last thing I remember, I was running for the door. Had to find the passage back to the place I was before. So, this could be a metaphor for him losing himself and trying to find himself again. Maybe his character changed after going to this Hotel California. Maybe he experienced something that changed him in a way that he didn't want to be, so he wants to go back to the way he was before. There's lots of different metaphors that you could look at with this, but in the simplest way, he wanted to get out of the hotel. He wanted to escape and go back to the place he was before. So last thing he remembers, he was running for the door. So he's running for the door. He wants to get out. He had to find the passage back. The passage back, to find the passage back, means to find the way, your gil, your kanengil, to find your way, your passage back. So he wants to find his passage back to the place I was before. So I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. To the place I was before was obviously, you know, where you came from. Your original home. He basically, in the simplest way, he wants to go home. He doesn't like where he is. He wants to go home. So, I'll read it one more time. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. Had to find the passage back to the place I was before. All right, let's take a listen to the audio clip again.
Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before.
All right, so that was the Eagles Hotel California. We're going to queue up another track. The next song that we're going to listen to, this is another rock song, but this is like really hard rock. I would almost call it glam rock. Now, glam rock is when the artists used to wear makeup and have really, really long hair. A lot of them would perm it, or in some cases, they would crimp it. Kind of scary. But back in the day, glam rock was really, really popular. And this glam rock group, in my opinion, is one of the more entertaining glam rock groups. So we're going to listen to some Twisted Sister with the track We're Not Gonna Take It. I love this song. I think it's super awesome. I love the beat. It's powerful. And if you don't understand it, well, I'll teach you a little bit about it. All right, so let's get ready to listen to the song. But before we do, I'll play the audio. Check it out.
Is that your best song?
All right, so as you can see, this is a quick one. So take a listen one more time.
Is that your best song?
Okay, so if you didn't understand it, don't worry. Listen to the track, and I'll come back, and I'll teach you a little English. All right, this is Twisted Sister. We're not gonna take it.
There ain't no-
Yeah, great track. We're not gonna take it. Oh, brings back memories. All right, that was Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It. You are in the corner. Listen to a lot of music and learn a little English on EFM 90.5. I'm DJ Chad, your host, and we're playing music right now and talking about the meanings. We're going to be playing rock music tonight. So tonight's genre is rock and roll. A little bit of hard rock, a little bit of rock, maybe some soft rock, but we're in a whole rock and roll genre tonight. So that was Twisted Sister, and let's take a listen to the audio, and I'll explain this one. Okay, pretty quick. Now, the whole song, I should probably teach you a little bit about the title, too. We're not gonna take it. So the expression, we're not gonna take it, you can actually say this anytime in English. It's a really good expression. We're not gonna take it means that, I can't tolerate it. I don't want to listen to it. 난 못 살아요. I can't take it. So we're not going to take it is obviously, you know, because there's a group of people. It's plural. Okay. 복수형. 사람 두 명, 세 명, 열 명 이상. It doesn't matter. There are lots of people. But the concept is the expression. We're not going to take it. So if we're not going to take it, or if you want to talk about it personally, you can say, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take it. It means that you have stopped being nice. You're going to stop dealing with this situation. You don't want to do it anymore. So maybe you're going to a hagwon and you just don't like the school. I'm not going to take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. I'm finished, and you quit. Maybe your mom is, you know, jansoriing you all the time. You say, I'm not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it. And you fight back. So it's all about rebellion and rebelling against authority. And that's what this song is all about. So they're not going to take it. They're sick and tired of listening to authority, listening to their bosses, listening to their parents, listening to their lovers, listening to the police. I don't know. Any authority that is telling them to do something, they're rebelling against it. So we're not going to take it. That's the whole concept of the song. Now the lyric, if that's your best won't do. Pretty simple. So if this is the best that you can do, it's not enough. We're not going to take it. I don't want to deal with it. It's not enough. So if that's your best won't do. And that's pretty much the audio. If that's your best won't do. Now, when can you use this expression, you ask? Well, if you're a teacher, it's a good expression, especially if you're a teacher, and you want to make your student cry. So your student hands in a paper, an essay, and you say, is that your best? And the student says, yes, yes, that's my best. You say, if that's your best won't do. You have to do better. It's not enough. I want more. So you can use this as a way to tell someone that, well, obviously they have to try harder. If that's your best won't do. All right, we're not going to take it, Twisted Sister. Let's listen to that lyric again. If that's your best won't do. If that's your best won't do. All right, we're not going to take it. That's Twisted Sister. Coming up next on Listen to a Lot of Music and Learn a Little English, we're going to go back, back, back. Like, we're talking 80s, early 80s rock and roll. This is a group that I wasn't really old enough to enjoy when they were popular, but I listen to them nowadays, and I think they're super awesome. We're going to listen to Van Halen. This is Jump. Now, before we get into the song, well, we got to listen to the audio clip. What are we studying in this song? Let's take a listen. All right, another quick one. All right, good. Take a listen again. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. Okay, so that's the lyric that we're going to study coming up after this song. Enjoy Van Halen. This is Jump, and I'll be back to teach a little English.
Me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. And I know.
Alright guys, welcome back to listen to a lot of music and learn a little English. That was Van Halen with the track Jump. Great, great song. I really like that one. And we are gonna talk a little bit about the lyric and then play another song and talk about it. Alright, so that was Jump by Van Halen. Let's take a listen to the lyric. Okay, pretty short. Now, this whole song, Jump, it's just a song, like, I don't know if you'd call it a hype song. A hype song means, like, to get you excited, to get you pumped up, to get you, you know, in a good mood. And I kind of feel that way about Jump. It's kind of like a hype track, a hype song. Now, the lyric says, you got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. And so basically what this means is, like, you think your life is difficult? Ha! I've seen the toughest around. I've seen people who are stronger than you. I've seen things that are more difficult. So you got it tough? I've seen the toughest around. Now, this expression is also really good to use to your students that are complaining and whining and like, oh, teacher, 이거 안 하고 싶다. 이거 너무 힘들어요. And you say, well, you got it tough? I've seen the toughest around. I know what's out there, kid, and this is not difficult. So you can use it as a way to, you know, show that what this person is telling you is really not that difficult. So, the lyric in Jump, you got it tough? I've seen the toughest around. Great lyric. So, we'll play the audio clip one more time. You've got it tough? I've seen the toughest around. All right, check it out.
You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around.
All right, so that was Van Halen with Jump. The next track that we're going to be listening to is a song that I really like, and it's a short song, so we got enough time to play it, and I'll teach a little bit. We're going back to the days of Chuck Berry. This is original rock and roll. Like, we're talking old school rock and roll, like 50s rock and roll. I remember this song from Back to the Future when he traveled back in time. That was Marty McFly. Enjoy this. This is Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good, and this is the audio we're going to listen to. Take a listen.
Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
All right, so let's take a listen one more time.
Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
All right, so coming up next, this is Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good, original track. This is old school, baby. But I know you're gonna like it. Enjoy, and I'll be back to teach a little English. Alright guys, welcome back to listen to a lot of music and learn a little English on Midnight Rider. We are currently in our corner, listen to a lot of music, learn a little English, going to teach you some English and listen to music. We're in rock and roll today, and that was some old school rock and roll by Chuck Berry. That was Johnny Be Good, and let's take a listen to the audio clip again.
Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
Okay, alright. This track is all about a guy named Johnny B. Good. Now, this guy has passion for rock and roll. This guy has passion for making music. And the audio clip says, well, who never ever learned to read or write so well. So he never ever learned to read or write so well. So this guy's not an educated person. He's not a smart guy. He's not good at reading, not good at writing. So he never ever. That's a good expression there, never ever. So I never ever. So, chalte ande, never ever. So he never ever learned to read or write so well. But he could play a guitar just like he's ringing a bell. So to ring a bell is really easy. Anyone can ring a bell. But not anyone can play the guitar. So they're using this as a comparison to say that this guy can play the guitar and it looks so easy. He's just naturally talented. It looks so easy. So he never ever learned to read or write so well. So he's not very, you know, educated. He's not smart, like book learned smart. But he's an amazing talent on the guitar. So he never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like he's ringing a bell. Oh, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. And go, Johnny, go is like Johnny Himne, Johnny Himne. Hiting, hiting. So do your best. All right, let's take a listen again one more time to the lyric. Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like he's ringing a bell. Oh, go. All right, check it out.
Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go.
All right, so that was Johnny B. Good by Chuck Berry. And taking a look at the time here, unfortunately, yes, it is that time for us to get ready to wrap up. The last song that we're going to play tonight, I'm going to mix this in just a second. I really like this song. And this is a song that is classic. So let's get this one in here. I want to get this one. All right, guys, so the last song we've got coming up tonight is a track from John Lennon. This is Imagine. Beautiful, beautiful classic track. And I hope you enjoyed this hour of oldies on The Midnight Rider. Great classic music, really beautiful stuff. And getting ready to go, I'd like to say thank you very much to EFM 90.5 and the local city government. Shouts out to my executive producer, Mrs. Yoo Jung Im. I want to say thank you very much to my writer, Miss Im Soo Jin, to my translator, Pak Hee Jin, and of course to our engineering team of Ken Shin and our team Jung Nim, Mr. Ha Jong Uk. I was your host and producer, DJ Chad Curtin, wishing you a great night. Enjoy this classic by John Lennon once again, and I'll see you again tomorrow.